You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Witness the colossal boxing showdown nobody expected. Live on Netflix. International superstar Jake Paul, the sport's most watched fighter, takes on Britain's two-time unified heavyweight world champion and Olympic gold medalist, Anthony A.J. Joshua, in the most dangerous and defining matchup of their careers. This is Judgment Day. Watch Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on Netflix.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there as we get set for a clinch, a potential clinch on Saturday. Clinchmas, we could call it. The Eagles win the game on Saturday, which they should, over the Washington Commanders. They will win the NFC East. Second consecutive season. It's the first time, and it will be the first time, in two decades that anyone did this in the division. All right, now let's get to the keys to doing it, to actually finishing this thing off. And let's be clear, the Eagles' chances to go deep in the postseason, I really do believe, hinge on finishing this division on Saturday. Because let's play this thing out, right? If the Eagles can win the division on Saturday, they can set up really however they want to play the final 2 weeks of the season in terms of rest versus rust, in terms of injured players like Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter, when to bring them back. And they can also set up the final week of the season. You know, I expect the Eagles will try to go win the game in Buffalo next week if they win on Saturday here against the Commanders. But that final week against the Commanders again at home can be what they created last year because, you know, regardless of the how it ended last night, the result last night, I should say, in Seattle with the Seahawks winning, the Eagles' path to the one seed is very murky no matter who won that game last night, Seattle or the Rams. So they didn't get much of a boost last night by Seattle. They wouldn't have got any boost by the Rams, really. They're unlikely to get the one seed. What they are in play to do is potentially get the two, but really most likely get the three. And the two and the three is really it's beauty in the eye of the beholder, because both teams have to play at home on the opening weekend. There is no bye. It's not the old days where there's two byes, then you fight for the two. So by winning tomorrow, by winning this game over the Commanders on Saturday, the Eagles could create a bye for themselves. If the opposite happens, if the Eagles cannot pull this off and finish this off and this continues, well, then there's a scenario where the Eagles watch the Cowboys at home beat the Chargers on Sunday, watch the Cowboys beat the Commanders on Christmas, go to Buffalo and lose next Sunday, and then all of a sudden the Eagles have to play and have to win in Week 18 just to get in the playoffs, just to win the division. That is a possibility here down the stretch of the season if the Philadelphia Eagles do not win this football game on Saturday against the Commanders. It is, I would call it, unlikely. It goes to all those things, but it's possible. So let's get into the five key factors, the five X factors to finish this division, ending it right now before we go any further into the season. All right, key number one and X factor number one is run the ball. I like what the Eagles did last week. I like that they took the ball and they ran it and took the air out of it, protected their defense, kept them off the field, and created an environment where their run game and their offensive line could tee off on a defense that was ready to quit. And a defense that, you know, it wasn't like the Raiders were one of the worst in the NFL, but they also didn't seem like they really wanted to be here. And I just thought over and over again, when you run the ball that many times, you will take the will of an opponent. And I thought they did that last week against Las Vegas Raiders. And that was statistically a decent rushing defense. You know, the Raiders, where they're 17th in the NFL in rush yards allowed per game, it's not horrendous, right? They're middle of the pack, kind of. Washington is horrendous. Washington comes in at 28th in the NFL in rush yards allowed per game. This is, and then you factor in Buffalo, who's even worse next week, and Washington again the final week. This is an opportunity here for the Eagles to get their run game going before the postseason. So Las Vegas is actually 5th in the NFL in overall yards per carry. They just get run on a lot. Washington is not just also bad in total rush yards allowed. They're bad in yards per carry allowed. They're allowing 4.7 yards per carry this year. Only Chicago, Cincinnati, Buffalo, and the Giants are worse than that. So the Eagles will play, in the last three games, the 27th ranked run defense, the 31st ranked run defense, the 27th ranked run defense. This is an opportunity here to run the football against a team that does not stop the run. That is key and X factor number one. Next, X factor number two, and this is both for tomorrow and then big picture here, protect Jalen's legs. I thought that was an awkward, really awkward fall, crumble, you know, whatever you want to call it, by Jalen Hurts last week on the last play of the third quarter. I was concerned he'd be on the injury report this week with some sort of sore ankle or sprained ankle or sprained knee. He's not. He wasn't. He will obviously play and start the game on Saturday against the Commanders. But, you know, we're at that point of the season. It feels like every year, and last year was down in D.C. right around this time of the year, where Jalen Hurts gets banged up. And I know there's that tug and that pull of us as fans to like, hey, run him more. The offense is better when he runs more, all those kind of things. And I'm on that side of it. But I also realize he's not as fleet of foot as he used to. Recently, my algorithm, it's because it's the Commanders week, has been throwing at me videos of Eagles Commanders back in 2021. The Eagles clinched their playoff spot around this time of the year in D.C. And then they were able to rest in that Week 18 game against the Cowboys, or the Cowboys, I think Devontae got his rookie record. They pulled him out of the game. It was a Saturday night game. It was a waste of time. And then they went to Tampa the next week and played their playoff game and lost that game the year before they made their first Super Bowl with Sirianni and Jalen. This was Nick's first year. But just watching the highlights of that game, it's incredible how much different of an athlete Jalen Hurts was then as a scrambler, as a runner, keeping plays alive. He just was so much more fleet of foot, which I understand. I mean, it's a long time ago in the NFL world. It's 4 years ago. He doesn't move the same way. He's more of a north-south runner now than an east-west runner. Then he was everything. He was a dynamic, impactful player with his legs. He's not as much anymore. And even then, he was coming off an ankle injury a few weeks before. You wouldn't even known. That's how good he looked on his legs that day when I was rewatching the highlights. So He's not that runner anymore. He's not that guy anymore. Can he move the chains? Can he be opportunistic? Can he be smart? Of course he can. We saw it last week. But he's got to pick and choose his spots. I would run him way more up the middle through the tackles, even though you think that's where the contact comes. I think he could get down in a straight line. It's the lateral stuff when he tries to get the corner that I feel like he's headed for some danger here. And last year he got a concussion in Washington. Last week almost hurt himself, you know, lower leg, whatever that was. I'd be careful. I think the Eagles could win this game without his legs being a big part of it on Saturday. Should be able to do this and win this game on Saturday without his legs a big part of it. Be careful, Jalen Hurts. All right, key number three, X factor number three for the Philadelphia Eagles. How about watching out for Marcus Mariota's running? You know, not something we talk about super often, but Mariota has obviously become the quarterback here for the Commanders because of basically a lost season for Jaden Daniels. He's been in, he's been out, but now they shut Daniels down, for the rest of the season. So Mariota has made, let's look, he's made seven starts this season. I'm going to pull up his game log so far in 2025. He's made seven starts, though, so he's started about half the time so far this season. He's been, I mean, he's been mostly what he usually is, which is decent. 62% completion. 10 touchdowns, 7 picks, 7.5 yards per attempt, which is decent. An 87 pass rating, not great. But again, kind of decent. He's only taken 15 sacks in...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 213 attempts, that's not bad. His sack percentage is probably, yeah, I would say it's above average in the NFL right now. QBR about average. Rating a little bit below average. He is what he is. But here is what also Marcus Mariota is. And we're seeing that as the season progresses. And the Eagles have to be wary of this. He's run for 298 yards, and he's run still for 6.1 yards an attempt. That's pretty remarkable for a player of his age. He's 32 years old now. You know, back in his early days as a quarterback, he wasn't even running for as many yards per carry as he is now. He's actually, in a weird way, become a better runner as he's gotten older. You know, you look at the last, I would say, you go back to when he started 13 games for Atlanta in 2022, and this is the most games he's started since. That's the first time he started since then. And you just look at his games, and we'll include some of the mop-up stuff he did for the Eagles and Commanders the last couple of years. But in his last 20 NFL starts and 29 games, right, so he's played in nine games, he hasn't started, he's run for 880 yards, a 55% success rate on his runs, 54 first downs, an average of 30 yards per game, and 5.5 yards a carry, including... And I'll pull up the game log last week. He ran for a good amount of yards last week in their win over the New York Giants. So, yeah, last week, 10 carries for 43 yards. His last two starts, 10 for 55, 10 for 43. That's nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that is, and they have an overall solid running game. That's nothing to sneeze at. So watch out for Mariota's legs, not his arm as much, his legs. That is X factor number three. X factor number four for the Philadelphia Eagles is going to be tackling. And you could include this for the Mariota point or all their running backs. They all average a pretty decent amount of yards per carry. It's the running game's fine. They have struggled being as dynamic and efficient at the quarterback position, obviously, this year without Daniels. They struggled with injuries, and they have struggled mightily on the defensive side. That has really been the offense held up the defense last year, and this year it's just not as good or efficient. But they will run hard. I mean, their running backs run the football hard. I would not just kind of write it off and say they're not coming to play. Now, if you watched Hard Knocks, any of it so far, you could tell that. And if you watch these running backs play over the course of the season, they're not here just to mail it in for the rest of the year. I mean, they're probably going to lose two of their last three games, if not all three of their games. I mean, they're probably going to lose. I mean, they're not a good football team. But when you watch them run the football this year, Kroski Merritt has a 58% success rate on 4.5 yards per attempt. McNichols, 5.3 yards an attempt. Rodriguez, 4.6 yards an attempt. Mariota, as I mentioned, 6.1 yards an attempt. Daniels was at 4.8. They have gotten a lot out of these backs. Eckler lost early in the year. I think it was week two, so he only ran the ball 14 times. But as a team, they have a 55.1 success rate running the football, and they have 4.8 yards per carry. I can't imagine there's many teams that are better than that in both those categories across the NFL. So this is a game where they're going to try to run it, and the Eagles have to be stout at the point of attack, and they also have to tackle. And I bring this up because short week tackling has been an issue for the Eagles. They've had two tough short week games. They lost to the New York Giants in a short week after losing to the Broncos here in Philadelphia. And that game, they didn't seem like they wanted to tackle. They got pushed around. They lost to Chicago Bears in a short week, a Friday, Black Friday game. After losing to the Cowboys the week before, they looked like they didn't want to tackle in that game, got pushed around. Now, the silver lining on this that I will say is something we can feel good about or better about is both of those games were on shorter weeks, right? A Thursday for the Giants game after the Broncos, a Friday for the Bears after the Cowboys. And both those games, their defense played a lot the week before, especially in the second half, and probably was gassed. That's not the case, and it shouldn't be the case this week. This is the closest to a regular week you can have on a short week. It's a Saturday game, not a Sunday. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. The other part is their defense basically got to rest the whole game on Sunday against the Raiders. They only played 40-something snaps, so they didn't have to be out there all day long. When you add in the extra day compared to other short weeks, right? It's a Saturday, not a Friday or a Thursday. When you add in their defense shouldn't be gassed, this shouldn't be a problem here to tackle efficiently on Saturday. And the final one of my five keys and five X factors for the Eagles to take down the Commanders and win the NFC East is don't take them lightly. It's a division game, so that should go without saying, but this is my takeaway watching the Hard Knocks. Dan Quinn values the wins more than he does the higher draft spot. And he values the competition. And I know you might say, Joe, that them sitting Daniels kind of flies in the face of what you're saying. And, you can make that case. But I think they're just valuing the future of the franchise more than I don't think they're tanking for draft picks. I don't think they are. They wouldn't have gone and beat the Giants last week if they were tanking for draft picks. I don't think they're tanking for draft pick situation. They don't need a quarterback. These are culture games for them. They're finishing the season with four straight division games. And they're trying to lay the foundation to bounce back next year. They're going to give their all. There's no doubt about that. They have a bunch of older players that could shut this thing down. They're not. Some guys are banged up. Ertz is out, obviously. And Daniels is out, obviously. But they're going to bust their ass in this game. So I wouldn't take the Commanders lightly. They're coming here to play. They're trying to play spoiler. They get to play the Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles the last 3 weeks. They will have a direct say in who wins this division. If you tell them right now they could beat the Eagles twice and ruin the season for the Eagles, they will take that. and they'll also try to ruin it for the Cowboys, even though those two things kind of counteract. They're going to come to play. The Eagles need to match their intensity. The five X factors to Eagles Commanders: run the ball, number one. Number two, protect Jalen Hurts' legs. Number three, watch out for Marcus Mariota running. He's been pretty good at it this year. Don't take them lightly. And tackle, especially on the short week. The tackling's been an issue. Tackle, tackle, tackle. They're going to run the football a lot in this game on Saturday. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.